We've got the women's golf coach, Lauren Bond-Clark, with us. And Lauren, how are things going? How are you?
I'm doing great with this beautiful weather out here. We're doing really good today.
I would think with the weather we've been having that the golf team has been either matches or practice have been just loving this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been really great after having such a harsh winter. It's been awesome to be back out here with this weather. It's just great.
Now, let me ask you this question, because I know there are tons of people that golf. I'm not one of those. But how much does this wind affect the golfers, or do you just, like everything else, you just learn to play with it?
It affects, it actually affects us a lot. Our last two tournaments, our first two tournaments of this spring, we've dealt with wind every single day. At our last tournament, at our William Woods tournament this past week, we actually had one of our number one players. She clubbed up 50 yards to be able to hit the screen because the wind was affecting the ball so much.
Wow.
So it's been crazy. It would be crazy to play in. It's crazy to coach in, because I can only give them advice and then just, you know, we cross our fingers and hope that that's the club. So golf is already difficult mentally and physically. And then with the wind on top of that, it's definitely really the mental game that ends up winning these tournaments.
Yeah. We're talking with the Johnny Logan women's golf coach, Lauren Bond-Clark. Now, last week, you were at Heron High School. You signed a Heron High School golfer to join the Vols next year. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Yeah. Last week I went to Heron and I signed Zoe Williams. We are very excited to have her join our team next year, along with the other freshmen that we've already signed. Glad to have a local golfer on our team. I've known her coach Missy for a couple of years. She's great to be around too. And, with Zoe, I mean, she's been playing really well for like all 4 years that she played high school golf, being in the top 10 region and sectional for 3 years of those 4 years. She was the Heron High School Golfer of the Year, her junior and senior year. And then she also qualified for her All-South Conference for 2020 this past year. So she's definitely going to be someone that I'm excited to work with. She's extremely strong. She's a powerhouse off the tee. So I'm excited. I feel like I can mold her into a pretty good collegiate golfer.
Now, I've always wondered this, because we talk about it with the basketball players, and we've talked about it with the baseball players, but I wanted to bring it up as far as golf goes, because there can be such a step up from being, I mean, because you look at the Logan, let's say the girls' basketball team or the guys' basketball team, and they come in and recruit a guy who has been a star on his high school team, or a big hitter in golf on the team, or the player of the year for 2 or 3 years. But then you step up to that collegiate level, and now everybody on the team was the player of the year at their particular high school, or the conference leader every year. How much of a step up is it to go from high school to college in the golfing arena?
Well, I think it definitely depends on the kid. And, you know, some kids really like to have that extra competition. You know, some people get tired of, you know, being a big fish in a small pond type thing, and they really thrive with, you know, being able to play with more, or I guess some better players, you know, all around. So, so far from what I've seen with girls that I've been talking to, recruited or played on teams with in the past, they just end up thriving, in this environment, because they're being, they're like in competition, not only at the tournament, but also with the other girls on their team.
Right. Right. Yeah. And we've talked about that too. If you have a really good team, let's say you're scrimmaging in basketball, and your reserves are really good and they want to be your starters, and your starters are saying, you're not going to take my spot, you can have some pretty good competition, and that just makes your team that much better.
Absolutely. Yep, and that's what we're looking for. I want my girls to be supportive of their teammates and, you know, want everybody to do well, but at the same time, you know, we're out there to compete. We want our team to be, you know, a well-rounded, competitive team. So at the end of the day, you know, I really want these girls to be striving for more and, you know, leveling up, really.
What's up next for your golf team? What are you practicing for?
All right. So we have one more in-season tournament that's at UMSL this weekend, University of Missouri St. Louis. They always host a great tournament up there. We're going to be up in St. Louis at Norwood Hills playing this weekend. My girls actually just walked off the golf course. They're handing me their cards right now. It was their last qualifier today. And then after this tournament, then we're going to be heading into our postseason, which it just seems like a blink of an eye. Like, I was just on the phone or just on the radio with you a couple weeks ago. Yeah. We were about to start our season, and now we're moving into our postseason. But this year, we're excited to host our region championship at Crab Orchard. So we're going to be right down the road from the college on April 19th and 20th. We're going to host our conference championship there, and then after that, we're going to move on to our NJCAA championship, which is going to be in Ormond Beach, Florida at Plantation Bay Golf Club. So we're excited to go down to Florida and play some good golf down there.
Yeah, that's you know, let me just say right up front, because everybody, when you said Ormond Beach and Plantation, Florida, everybody just moaned and groaned, because, you know, that's such a trial, such a terrible place to have to go to play competitive golf. But somebody has to do that, Lauren, and
yeah,
it just falls on the shoulders of the Lady Vols golf team that they have to go down there, doggone it, and go to stinking Florida and
you
play in a tournament.
We would go, you know, we'll just take that on for everybody else. That we'll just go ahead and take that for you.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a trial. It's a trial. And but, you know, we kid and say that, but there is travel involved, and there is things. We were talking last night about the John A. Logan women's team, basketball team, going up and playing at Wabash Valley today. And, you know, I mean, it's no secret. The Wabash girls are nationally ranked. They're the number one seed. The Logan girls have only won three games. They're the number eight seed. It's a monumental mountain to climb, but you've got to go play, and you've got to be ready to pull the upset, and you've got to get your kids ready. But that doesn't mean, either way that goes, there's expenses, and there's things that,
yes,
have to be arranged. And so, you know, we laugh and say Ormond Beach, Florida, but it's not as easy as just saying it, is it?
No, absolutely not. And going from being a player to a coach, I have learned so much. I talk to my coach at Austin Peay often, and every time I talk to her, I'm like, I did not realize how much you were doing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Even just getting my girls push carts and all of their clubs and, you know, all of us together to even, you know, drive 3.5 hours just to go to Jacksonville, Illinois, or to go up to play in Missouri. But now we're trying to be able to travel with our golf clubs to even make it down to Florida. I mean, it's just a whole, there's so much background planning that goes into getting these girls to where they need to be. But I mean, it really is. It is a lot, but it's a, I guess I'm just passionate about my work. So, and the girls are excited too. So we're just excited to get out there and show them what we got.